Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room. Give me your favorite news story that you got right now. Our video producer, our co-host. You're not ready?
No, I'm ready. It's not a good one.
Oh, you were shaking your head. Are you not
ready? It's not a good story, but I feel like I have to tell the people.
Oh, boy, some stupid
story. Like it's a downer?
Oh, boy.
It's a downer.
What is
like
it? What?
It.
What?
So the cost of chocolate is going up again. 5.6% because the weather in India is terrible. In Thailand, there's a drought. So I guess that's our chocolate supplier. We're not going to get chocolate, guys. It's going to get expensive.
No, it was terrible because it was boring. All right, lunchbox.
It's time for all the women to go vegan. Let me tell you, all you guys out there, if you don't cook at your house, I need you to go out and buy a vegan cookbook. All you women out there, you need to go vegan, because my friends over at Stanford University found out that women who switch to vegan diets see their libido increase by up to 383%. Woo!
What is libido?
383%.
They want to get it on.
Huh. Okay, guys.
You want women to go vegan, baby.
Chocolate.
How has Eddie been married for 20 years and he doesn't know what that word is?
We don't.
He didn't even believe in dinosaurs.
Bro, if you want your wife to be all about it, go vegan. Get her to go vegan.
Huh?
You never heard of libido?
Never.
Okay. He has 4 kids, a wife.
Well, hey, we didn't need libido.
Hey, Eddie, do you know how babies are made?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
It's not a story.
So there's a chemical? What is it?
Yeah, but it's they say chocolate is one of those too.
Aphrodisiac.
You know that word?
Oysters.
Yes. Why do they say that, lunchbox? Do you know?
I just says something in their systems. They did a
something
study.
Something in their systems.
No,
I bet it doesn't say that.
His friends at Stanford.
His friends, something in their systems. All right. Amy, what do you have over there?
Microsoft is going to be making a big change to their keyboard soon by adding an AI button. It's going to sit next to the Alt button, and pretty much you hit it, and it'll go to this like co-piloting app, and you can ask it to do whatever you want it to do after you press the button. And you'll have to pay for it, though. If you on your computer, it'll be like $30 a month. But I'm like, oh, that's something interesting, because normally I'm an Apple girl, but I'm like, Microsoft, that's how I hear the Microsoft stuff is actually
better,
pretty good.
It's just not as cool.
Yeah, it's just not as,
yeah.
But for $30 a month,
I wish I knew exactly, because I'm not really impressed unless I knew exactly what it was doing. I'm $30 a month. I can get an AI app on my phone.
Well, you can ask it a question, give it a command.
Okay, watch this. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
Green.
There's a question. Eddie, well, scratch your head.
Here you go.
All right, just command.
No. Yeah. Eddie could be like, hey, computer, what's a libido?
Then it goes, are you an idiot? All right, I'll go. So who falls in love first, men or women? Generally speaking,
I feel like my quick answer is women, but I bet
But you're taking both of them. That's not a fair thing to do.
No, no,
is to go, well, because then you can always go, I knew it.
No, no. Yeah. I'll commit.
You're one of those people like that pick teams like, well, I think this team will win, but this one might really show up.
I am not one of those people. I'm being honest with that. The first thing that popped in my head was women, but I'm going to go with men, and we won't even count the fact that I ever said anything.
But you did, though, so now it's like, jury, strike that from even ever hearing that evidence.
And
you're like,
happens.
You can't, because the jury can't strike it from their brain.
But they do that in court.
No, they just say it. They don't really do it. They can't do it. Because if you tell me something, I'm not going to figure it out.
Men.
It's
men.
Easy. Men, they see a woman, they're like, dang, that's hot.
No, that's in lust.
No, that's in love. And then women see the bank account later on. That's when they fall in love.
Okay.
In reality, men tend to fall in love more quickly than women. They just don't express it right away. Women tend to show their feelings easier and out loud, so it creates the perception that they fell the quickest. Because they're more on. You said both. We know what you did.
I was right.
We heard your little game.
That wasn't a game.
Yeah.
I was real time giving
you
my...
You're all sneaky now.
Oh, God.
You're all sneaking up to stuff. All right, Journal of Social Psychology there. There you go. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag.
Yeah. Hello, Bobby Bones. I met a guy at a bar a couple days ago. We seemed to really hit it off. We did not exchange numbers, but we did follow each other on Instagram. He has not reached out to me, but I did like him. I'd like to DM him. Would that seem too desperate? Should I wait for him to DM me, or should I try to contact him? Signed, single and ready to mingle. Now you can DM him. I feel like you can DM him, no problem. He may be doing the same little thing where he's like, I don't know if I should DM her. And maybe, he may be nervous. Morgan, what do you think about this?
I would go for it. I mean, listen, sometimes guys are just going to be a little too shy and they're not going to go for it. Maybe they don't want to come off as creepy. So you kind of got to put that first step in for him.
It's also pretty interesting how the lack of here's my number has, I mean, that's kind of started to exist more. It's mostly just follow each other on social media.
Oh, yeah.
And that was happening whenever I was starting to, you know, when I was dating too still.
They've said like, oh, here's my Instagram. Here's my Snapchat. I'm like, I don't want that.
Just message me over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got some learning to do.
Yeah, I know. But see, I'm still, I don't know if it's just because.
Have them write you a letter.
I'm older than Morgan or was, you know, married for so long and I'm not used to the dating scene, but I would definitely be like, oh, wait till he DMs you. If he's interested and wanted to talk to you, he would DM you. I would just wait. But I know that women were different these days, but I'm just not there yet.
You aren't on the Mayflower.
You're
a strong, independent woman.
I am, but I still want a guy. I would like to be pursued.
It's just a DM, though.
I know it is.
It's a hello.
Right, but why can't, if he wants to talk to me, it's not that hard.
He could, I say go for it. Morgan says go for it. Amy says get a typewriter.
Sorry.
All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, time now for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. Yeah.
We'll go around the room. I'll go first. I'll kind of play a little game with mine, Amy. See how many of these you can name.
Okay.
There are 9 states in America that have more cows than people. Can you name one? There are 9 states that have more cows than people. Can you name one?
Montana.
Correct.
Wow. Right. Impressive.
Eddie?
Texas.
Had a terrible answer.
Why?
Lots of people there.
Houston, Dallas, Austin.
Longhorns, cattle, ranches.
You're just saying words. I'm giving you
Cowboys.
I'm giving you dense populated areas, and you're just giving me words.
I got that wrong?
Yeah, not Texas.
Dang.
Lunchbox?
Idaho.
Idaho's right.
Yep.
Morgan?
Wyoming.
Correct.
Wow. Yeah.
You three are still in. Amy?
Wisconsin?
Jesus.
Dairy. Cow.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Wow.
Lunchbox? There are 9 states with more cows than people.
Can you name the ones we've named?
Wyoming, Idaho.
Montana. I think it's what Amy named.
Maine is not
Maine?
Right.
I said man.
Oh.
I am going to go, I don't know if they have these there. North Dakota.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Morgan.
I'm going to go with my home state of Kansas.
I was going there next.
Correct.
I'm going to go a little south.
Hold up. Now, there's only 2 of you left, so either one of you can buzz in first, but then the other one has to follow.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
South Dakota. Correct.
Morgan, you got to match us. South Dakota, there are three states left.
Oh.
I can read you the ones. There are nine states with more cows than people. South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming, Kansas, Montana, and Idaho. There are three we have not mentioned.
I need to look at a map. I don't know any other
states.
I'm
going to go with Iowa.
Iowa is correct.
Yes.
Wow.
Let me look at a map here.
There are two states left. If either of you guys want to buzz in, you can. Now that we're back to even.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Nebraska.
Oh, dang it. That's what I was going
to
do.
Yeah.
Nebraska is?
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wow. Morgan, for the tie win.
Oh,
Lunchbox
yeah.
is already at least going to win. But for the tie win, there's one state that we haven't mentioned. South Dakota, Nebraska, North Dakota, Wyoming, Kansas, Montana, Idaho, and Iowa. What's the other state where they have more cows than people?
I don't think it's any of the westerns. Definitely not east. So, Oklahoma.
Dang.
Two big cities in Oklahoma.
There is. But there's two big cities in Kansas.
There is?
True.
Mm. What's in Kansas?
Oh, Wichita Kansas, and Kansas City.
Kansas City, I guess.
But Kansas City, Missouri is the biggest.
Yeah, I think Kansas City, Missouri
is more. But it still has a population of a lot of people.
Oh, that's a good number. A lot of people. She says Oklahoma. The answer is Oklahoma.
Whoa!
Nice job, guys.
Wow, there's
a tie. You guys all, everybody's a winner. All right, that's my fun fact. All right, let's go over to Morgan. Morgan, what do you have?
All right, so a flock of ravens is called unkindness or conspiracy. Most people generically call them a flock, but they are actually known.
They're called a conspiracy?
A conspiracy or unkindness.
Guys, I have a new... It's not my theory, but I'm starting to believe a long-time conspiracy theory that I've often looked at as conspiracy, but I just have spent a lot of time researching it over the break.
Lee Harvey Oswald?
No. Oh, that one's probably for sure.
Okay.
That's I mean, not for sure, but I haven't researched that enough, but that probably ain't... I can't tell... not telling you now because you'll get me on a hole, but...
Huh.
It's a...
Oh, no.
That birds are drones?
Flat Earth?
No. No.
Oh, man.
Okay, thank you. Eddie?
All right, Bozzy, you want to fight a kangaroo, right?
I just could beat up a random one.
You said that you want to fight one.
No, I said if you find a random one, I could beat it up.
Did you know that kangaroos keep growing till the day they die? They just get bigger and bigger.
Wow.
And in the wild, they can live up to 8 years. Under human care, they can live up to 33 years.
Wow. It's like a fish in a fish tank. Some of those fish, they grow as big as a fish tank.
Do you want to fight one of those big ones?
They'll be old. They can't move. They'll have osteoporosis. Let's go. Lunchbox?
Man, I'm not going to bring you a pee or poop one. It's a new year, new me, guys.
Okay.
So we're going to go to the sea. Talk about dolphins. When baby dolphins are born, what do they eat?
Poop.
I just said I'm not bringing you poop or pee, Eddie.
What do they eat?
Wrong. They use their mom's nipple. They get milk for 6 months to up to 2 years until they learn how to hunt. I thought they would just start eating fish immediately. I didn't know that women dolphins, I didn't know they had nipples.
Well, you know they're mammals.
What? We know we have nipples, Clark.
But I didn't know.
Can you milk me?
Like, did you guys know that dolphins have nipples?
No.
I've never
they're
seen
mammals.
A
no,
they are mammals, though.
Really? But when you look at a picture, where is the nipple?
You know, I can't tell you I look head. At a lot of dolphin porn.
What? I just don't, yeah, I
still when you look at your dirty dolphin pictures.
Pull up a dolphin on your computer and tell me where the nipple is.
I would think it's where our nipples are.
But I don't see what dog pictures either.
But you see that, you know where a dog's nipples are. Mike, are you looking at dolphins?
Yes, because we see dogs all the time.
I bet you the nipples are underneath them.
Yeah, the same place
they are.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, yes, we don't.
I didn't know they milk, though. That's crazy.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, Amy.
Okay, there are no muscles in our fingers. This would be good for
just
trivia.
Tendons?
I had no idea. You wouldn't, the muscles.
You can't do like finger curls and make them, your fingers muscular?
They're controlled by the muscles in your palms and in your arms, but they're not in your actual fingers.
Huh. Fun Fact Friday.
Yeah! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
58-year-old Navy veteran Oscar DeVere Morris, he does something really cool with Christmas trees. So after Christmas is done, you can donate your Christmas tree to him. And what he does is he takes off all the leaves, chops it up, makes canes for veterans. Veterans that can't walk.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome pine canes.
That's next level.
He's been doing this for years, and he says throughout the time he started doing this, he's made over 1,000 canes for veterans,
wow.
And he intends to keep doing this.
Well, what's good, too, is he doesn't have to go and chop the trees down himself.
Right.
They're already chopped.
Yeah, you're getting this wood like it's like
and probably good pine trees that people are paying for.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you are, you're interested at all, you can look him up on Facebook.com.
What town does he live in? I think I'm driving over for three
It's in
days.
Florida.
And you're going to look him up on Facebook.com.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Not just Facebook.
Facebook.com.
He's the oldest on the show, Lunchbox. You got to give him a break here.
Sorry.
Hey, so is this guy. He's 58. Yeah. We speak the same language here.
Yeah. So how'd you say it again?
Facebook.com.
HTTP.
Oh, God.
Colon.
/Veteran Canes.
Okay. You can just say go to Facebook and search Veteran Canes.
Well, I'm giving you the exact address, man.
Okay, thanks, people. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. I'm working on it hard, like I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Easy trivia. Lunchbox is still the champion. Here we go. Lunchbox, how many lives are cats said to have?
9 lives.
Correct. The category's numbers. Eddie, easy trivia. How many U.S. states are there?
50.
Correct. Morgan, how many musketeers are there?
The 3 musketeers.
Correct. Amy, how many items in a dozen?
12.
Correct. Good. So it's the easiest trivia game ever. It's see who can last the longest. But if you miss, you'll hear this sound.
You've been boned.
Lunchbox is the reigning champ. He has the tiara. Eddie has 3 points. Morgan, 2. Lunchbox, 1. Amy, 1. As you play to 5.
Wow, that's crazy.
What is?
What's crazy?
I only have 1. That's shocking.
Yeah.
Here we go. Famous band members. Lunchbox. John Lennon was part of what band?
The Beatles.
Correct.
Coming out strong.
Eddie, who's the lead singer of U2?
Bono.
Correct.
Oh, not good.
Steven Tyler was the lead singer of what rock band, Morgan?
I do know that one. Aerosmith.
Correct. Kurt Cobain was the lead singer of what band, Amy?
That's your band.
Kurt Cobain.
Why can't I think of this? Oh my gosh. Oh my God. Why is it like, why is it all I can think of? You don't know what's in my brain right now.
Is this Abby or Amy? I'm so confused.
All I have in my brain right now is Neptune. And that's not it. Kurt Cobain, Neptune. Stop. Why?
Nobody's doing anything to you.
Stop what?
You keep asking us questions and you're telling us to stop.
Nirvana.
Thank you, Craig.
Good gosh.
Wow.
What on earth?
Is that what it's like for her every day, every minute, that we just can't?
I mean, that.
No, that's not ever happened on something that easy.
All right. Moving on. Lunchbox, the category is drinks.
Drinks.
What type of alcohol is traditionally used in a margarita?
Oh, what is that called? I can't think of it. Tequila.
Correct. Okay. Eddie, what type of drink does the company LaCroix make?
LaCroix makes water. Sparkling water.
Correct. Morgan, what soda brand is known for its iconic polar bear mascot?
Coca-Cola.
Correct.
Wow.
That was tough.
Did you not know that? No.
Oh, really?
No.
Wow.
I don't know.
Amy, what does a sommelier specialize in?
Oh, wine.
Correct.
No clue, man. That was crazy. I'm glad Amy got that one.
The last two you guys struggle with?
Yeah.
Polar bear? Country capitals.
Ugh.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What's the capital city of France?
The only one I know of is Paris.
Is that your answer?
That's it.
Correct. Eddie, what's the capital city of Japan?
Tokyo.
Correct. Morgan, what's the capital city of Mexico?
Whoa.
I knew I was going to get one I didn't know. who is it? I mean, what's coming to mind is Mexico City. I don't know if that's a city or not. There, if I'm just making that up, that's all I got. Mexico City.
Correct.
Wow.
Okay.
You didn't think that was a city?
Oh, I was like, I don't know if it's made up in a movie.
She didn't know if it was in Iowa or in Amy, what's the capital city of China?
Beijing.
Correct.
Wow.
Wow, that's good, Amy.
That's solid.
You too?
No, man, no clue.
And that would have taken me a minute, though. She got it without even hesitating, is what
Neptune.
I'm saying.
The category is the Earth. What direction does the sun rise, Lunchbox?
The east.
Correct.
Yeah. Wow.
Eddie, how many continents are there on Earth?
Hold on. North America, South America, Central America, Europe, Asia, Australia, Antarctica. It's got to be it. Seven.
Okay, it's seven, but you didn't count them right.
I didn't. What
Central America is not a continent.
It's not.
I don't think you said Asia.
I said Asia.
No, I don't think you did. North America. What?
Oh, I missed Africa.
Africa. Yeah.
Okay, Africa.
Interesting. You still got there, buddy. Yeah. Still got there.
That's a seven, yeah.
that was weird.
Morgan, what's the largest ocean on Earth?
Arctic Ocean. I don't think it's the Indian Ocean.
The largest ocean on Earth.
Pacific Ocean.
Correct.
Yes.
Whoa. Amy, how long does it take the Earth to rotate on its axis?
Oh, shoot. It's either 365 days or 24 hours. You know, which is it? Right? Is it a day or is it a year? How long does that take?
Neptune.
Are we rotating on our axis? Right.
How long does it take
now?
The Earth to rotate on its axis?
The Earth to rotate on its axis, to orbit around the axis of 365 days.
Incorrect.
Is it?
Yeah, 24 hours.
Stupid.
You've been boomed.
Day 9.
Oh. Yeah.
It was
day 9, not summer, winter.
Got it. I mean, I had a 50-50 chance there, and well.
Yeah. Okay, one more quick round, and if not eliminated, we'll do another break. Let's see. What are the bones in your spine called, Lunchbox?
Vertebra.
Correct. The category is the human body, Eddie. How many chambers are there in the human heart?
What?
Oh.
I don't know. Aorta.
Central America.
Chambers. Gosh, I'm visualizing three chambers, but somehow I can see four. Give me... Yeah, give me three chambers.
It's four.
No!
You've been booed.
We just had the same experience.
Well, Morgan, you're still in, right?
Yeah, I am.
What part of the body has the smallest bone?
Ooh.
And now we're not talking about Lunchbox specifically. So let's talk about general human.
That's all I can think of.
That's all you can think of?
Hey,
girl. Go ahead. Quit thinking about me.
What part of the body has the smallest bone?
Just say it.
I know. Do I get it right if I say that?
No, I've already said that. We won't accept that.
Okay. Jay. Gosh, I don't... Okay, what's smallest bone in the body?
What part of the body has the smallest bone?
What part of the body? It's all that's in my head.
Get it out of there. Get it out.
How long are you thinking about that?
I'm not trying to.
You know what? To be honest, so am I. I can't stop laughing. Go ahead.
Okay. The hand.
Wrong. Ear. You lose. Yeah.
Yep. Let's go. Hit it.
Wow.
Let's go. Hit it. Hit it.
Hit Mr. Smallbones.
Hey, still feels good, man.
All right, there he is. Lunchbox is our winner. Here's a voicemail from Jesse in Arkansas.
I am listening to the podcast of the vacation episodes. The interview with Hank Williams Jr. just had me cringing. He wanted to leave throughout, and y'all handled it so well, but it made me wonder, what other artists have had interviews like that were kind of cringeworthy or crazy or stories that stick around? Which artists maybe left you guys kind of speechless? What were those interviews?
I think when those happened, it was mostly our fault. Like the, and it was early on in our life here. But yeah, the Hank Jr. thing was odd. And I just held on tight and was like, nope, sit down. He just wanted to go smoke a cigar.
Yeah.
I think he was upset that we couldn't let him smoke a cigar in the building. You know, once we played Kip Moore, a parody of his song in front of him.
He didn't like that.
No, Kip's an artsy guy. And we know Kip now and really love Kip, but we know Kip. We wouldn't do that now. You know, everybody's got their own things.
I think so. One time it was awkward. Maybe it was Kip or somebody else where we like went around and quizzed them to see if they knew our names.
That's Kip. I think Kip just had it over there. Kip's the only artist ever that I was like, let's just go have breakfast on a Saturday and figure this out. Ever. Because I like Kip. And now we know each other and how each other's wired. But I had no idea.
That was so funny.
I'd give that dude an organ now. But then we didn't get along great because we didn't understand each other. And then there have been a couple performances that were just real bad. And it's hard to look up because I know the audience knows they're bad too. And what do? You're live. But I'm not going to say who that was.
Oh, I can tell.
Definitely wasn't Kip because Kip's really good. But I'm not saying that. But yeah, there you go. Let's do another one. Hit me with number five there, Ray.
I just wanted to let you all know that Channel 13 WTHR out of Indianapolis just did a story on ambulance bills, and a little girl needed an ambulance, and the ambulance went 37 miles, and it was $9,000. So, Lunchbox, your poor mother, she's going to have to get a job and wash dishes to pay for her ambulance bill, because I think it's going to be more than $120 or whatever Ray said. Good luck, Lunch.
Anything?
No, not yet.
No bill yet?
No. I figure it'd take a couple months.
It'll show up.
The bill system is kind of slow with.
And slow with?
Slow with the hospital. You know what I mean? Like, you go to the hospital or you go to the doctor and like a month later you get a bill.
Yeah, but what did you expect the bill to be?
Like a couple $100. I figure insurance pays for it.
No. You don't think it's...
No, I've had to pay for it for my dad and it was in the thousands.
Thousands?
Yes.
Let us know when you get it.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a city in Florida is now requiring daily exercise for dogs.
Wonder what happened here. Mm-hmm. All the fatso doggies loitering too much or what?
It's a new law that just passed that requires dog owners to provide their dogs with daily exercise. It's a new set of mandates designed to prevent animal cruelty. My question is,
that's good.
I don't know how they're going to implement this.
I don't either.
Like, how are they going to know? And it's... like if it varies. If you've got a big dog, like you need to exercise them long or run. If you got a teeny tiny dog, apparently the dog can just run around the house. But like, how do they figure out what you're doing?
I don't think they do. I think this is just something that makes it more of an awareness thing. I don't think that you have to go check in with your dog. Stanley, our bulldog, is he's lost 5.5 pounds now.
Good for him.
Great. Yeah. The whole thing about him was he got overweight, and we took him to Dr. Josie, our vet, and she's like, yeah, he's a little fat, obviously. He's a bulldog. He needs to eat a little less. And so he had lost 5 pounds or so. And I went to my wife, and I was like, he did it. Aren't you so happy for him? He did it. I'm proud of him. She's like, why are you proud of him? Well, he lost 5 pounds. She goes, no, we just fed him less. He didn't do anything.
That's a good point.
Yeah, well, I like it. Let's make sure to get animals out if we can.
Beer sales in the U.S. are at their lowest in almost 25 years. Now, this could be because there's a declining interest in alcohol amongst young people in general. And there's also alcohol alternatives like hard seltzers or ready-to-drink cocktails. Those are very popular right now. But it's dry January, so maybe they're down.
I don't think that's affecting at all. But yeah. I don't see many people or as many people just being like wanting to go out and get a beer. They go out and have a drink.
Yeah,
and, cocktail or something.
Yeah, and those seltzer. I mean, most people I see drinking in the summertime are drinking something that's not as thick, like gut thick as beer.
Yeah, like there's the Raylex White Claw. I like those High Noon ones. Those are tasty.
And Ray loves Zima.
Oh my gosh. When I was in college, we would drink Zimas and put Skittles in them.
Yeah, or Jolly Ranchers. Yeah. That's what other people used to do.
Wow.
That was our hard seltzer, our flavored seltzer. So an Elvis Presley hologram is about to take the stage. It's starting off in London, and then after that, the hologram will move to Vegas, Berlin, and Tokyo. I don't know why they can't
just do it all at once.
Put the hologram anywhere.
Everywhere,
but
yeah.
I guess it's probably a lot that goes into however they create it, but they say this experience is a bucket list item for Elvis fans.
You ever see the old videos? At this point, he was, again, unhealthy Elvis. We'll call him that. And he would be like in Vegas and he'd grab women's back of their head and just make out with them.
It was amazing.
He would kiss like 7-8 women.
In a row.
At one show.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I put it like, and go to the next one. It was kind of like Family Feud back in the day whenever he would kiss every woman on the mouth.
What was that guy's name? Anderson.
No, not Louis Anderson. He was a later. But yeah, Elvis Presley, it's like he'd be love me tender. Come on, come on, party, baby.
Love me. All sweaty.
And it's thinking you're the seventh woman. Ugh.
You don't care because it's Elvis.
Well, the hologram show is called Elvis Evolution, so you can look that up if you're interested.
That guy's name is Richard Dawson, the original. And he would just make out with them. Hello, where are you from? Sandra. Oh, I'm from Pittsburgh, all right? Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the next.
I wonder which Elvis they make him look like.
Probably young. Yeah. Got to do young. You don't get to pick your Elvis and it be unhealthy Elvis.
He died at 42.
No, well, I mean, still young. Yeah. Still young.
Young and all right. Hot Elvis. So I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
15-year-old Brody Hicks in Ohio loves bicycles. He loves to ride his bike, and he was like, man, there's a lot of kids that don't have bicycles. So he started going to the local dump and getting old bikes. And he'd get them, and he'd be like, man, I can fix this up. So he'd refurbish them. And
say that again. That's a good term.
Refurbing old bicycles to donate to kids in need. So
does
he would
say that. Say that. What does it say?
Refurbing. Refurbing.
Maybe.
Is it
refurbing? Are you talking about a Furby?
Isn't that what the word is?
What does the word say exactly?
Refurbishing.
Refurbishing. Say it again.
Refurbishing. Refurbishing.
The thing is, like, lunch.
Everybody, just hold.
All right.
You can do this.
You got it, buddy.
Patience.
Refurbishing. 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 Refurbishing.
So, what do you think the word is, though, if you weren't reading it?
I thought it was refurby, because I've heard of Furbies before.
Right.
So this is telling me something good itself.
This is the greatest bit ever.
So So what am I? Where am I at?
So you are trying to say that word. Say it again.
Refurbishing.
Boom. Got it.
Yeah.
Refurbishing.
Oh, so it's not refurbing.
No, where did you forget the ishing in there?
I just saw refer, and I think I've heard of Furbies. Yeah. So I thought
I appreciate your vulnerability and continuing to do that, even though we're all getting a good laugh.
Yeah, I got awkward.
No, man, that's funny. But,
so you guys have lost the whole point of the story.
No.
You said refurbing, and we just knew we had to stop it because the listener would be like, why didn't they stop him from saying refurbishing when it's... Go ahead. But now there's a 15-year-old.
So he's a sophomore in high school, and he was like, man, I'm going to try to do, 50 bikes by the end of the school year. Well, he was featured on the local news, so people are like, hey, man, here, you don't even have to go to the dump. Here's a part. Here's the money.
No refurbing for you, kid.
Here's old bikes, and they started giving him supplies, so he's already done 72 bicycles.
Wow.
And he's hoping that maybe he'll get more sponsorship, more people will see him. And
more sponsor what?
More what? Sponsorship.
I heard what he said, but you got to beep that because I think he changed the P.
What?
No.
I heard it.
You're mixing letters up.
No.
Really?
And his
Scuba, you heard. He didn't mean to, but he did say responsor.
I heard it. It jolted me in another headphone. I had to come over.
So just
to
put
this
a little
one.
Bleep over that. We want a delay here. Go ahead.
We'll have to check that out. I don't think I said it, but his charity is called Upcycle Cycles. So there you go. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. 15 years old.
This is what we should do. Because this has been an excellent story, but this kid lost all the shine on this. Lunchbox, I want you to do this story again tomorrow, but we're going to do it without messing up.
Ooh. So you can practice all
like
day.
It's a whole new one.
Okay. I thought you were going to tell me I had to track this kid down. I was like, hey.
We would not have you track your kid
I was
down.
Like, that's a little weird.
Yeah. Might have him do it Monday. Okay. So Monday you'll do this story again, but we'll put the appropriate shine on him. We'll give him his accurate flowers.
Okay.
Because this thing was just a mess.
Yeah, I'm going to...
It's fine, though. It's a mess, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.